Joining me online now from California is Tammy Lin. She's with Asus. They are a manufacturer of video cards and computers and monitors, a whole bunch of things. Tammy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me here.
Now, I've had people busting my chops about your company because they say it's not Asus, Steve. It's Asus. And I'm saying, no, it's Asus. Who's right, me or them?
You're correct.
Yay!
So the correct pronunciation is actually Asus.
Good.
Right.
Well, that's good to know. And so everybody out there, now we all know exactly how to say it. Now, you folks are pretty busy. You're putting out a lot of different products. And the reason I wanted to talk to you today was you're playing in both the space of the traditional, well, now traditional netbook market, but you also have some tablets out there. And people are, I think people are on the horns of a dilemma often now as they're looking at adding a piece of technology into their life. They're wondering for that kind of that personal use technology, whether or not they should be looking at a notebook or whether or not they should be looking at, or a netbook, one of the sub notebooks like the ones that you guys carry, or should they be looking at a tablet? And you guys are in a unique position since you manufacture both. So what's your take on that?
Well, I think it's about choices. At the beginning, we brought our netbook EPC to the market in 2007, and then we actually really give our consumer a lot of choices. It's like our chairman, Johnny Shi, he mentioned at CES this year, it's about the philosophy of choice. So we see the category potential and different forms of content. And it is really important to bring choices and flavors to our customers in terms of technology and innovations. So we actually let our customers to decide what to stay in the market and what should be eliminated.
Mm-hmm. So now, where when I look at the two devices, I still think that people that are going to be interested in a netbook need a little more power. That if you're going to be looking at a tablet, you're going to be looking at it much more as a personal communication device and for maybe a little bit more entertainment. Whereas if you're going to be doing a lot more work, a lot more writing, then a netbook might be the way you want to look. Do you concur?
Right. As customers get to choose different forms of content, we understand the need of content creation ability. So if you regularly create, edit, or modify information, then netbook is an ideal option for your next device.
Okay. Now, we're lucky. We've got a giveaway. You folks are going to be providing us one of your netbooks as a giveaway. Now, I noticed one change in kind of in philosophy or in the netbooks is that for the longest time, all of the netbooks, these are the small little 10 to 12 inch notebooks, most of them carried the Intel Atom processor. But you guys have made a change now. For the first time, I'm starting to see that there's an AMD processor at the heart of these devices.
Right. This model is called EPC 1215B, and we feature AMD Brazos platform. We use AMD's processor, and it's combined high performance with low power consumption.
Okay. Are we noticing, like, what sort of battery life are we going to get out of these devices now?
For 1215B, the battery life is up to 8 hours.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's pretty substantial. Now, I've always really been intrigued by the whole netbook game. When I look at it, I'm thinking it's really an ideal platform still for people that do a lot of travel, or maybe for students, people that are carrying computers around campus and then require that kind of long battery life. Is that the main target for you guys?
Yeah, essentially, really low power consumption, so it's actually computing for all day. Mm-hmm. Without charging in the middle of the day, it's great for students because they usually in school or at the class. Mm-hmm. And it's also great for people on the go.
Now, some of these notebooks I find when I'm typing on them are a little bit cramped. How about the keyboard size on this model? It's a 12-inch screen, so have we got pretty much a full-size keyboard?
Yeah, it's actually 97% of mm-hmm. the full-size keyboard.
So that's pretty, unless you got real sausages or fingers, you're probably going to be able to touch type.
Right. It gives you really good typing experience.
Mm-hmm. And what about ports on it? I think if I was one thing that I would definitely probably want to set up if I was using using a netbook as my main computer is I'd want to have an external monitor. Do you have the ability to drive a larger display and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, we have HDMI connections. So in 1215B, EPC is actually have full HD 1080p.
Mm-hmm.
And it's capable for HDTV. So
okay.
If you plug into HDMI port, you can extend the screen.
Side. You can extend your display out.
Mm-hmm.
That's super. And, well, we appreciate the you guys providing us with one for the giveaway. Hopefully our listeners are excited about it and are going to register. You can drop by dottotech.com. There you can register to win one of Asus's new flagship 12-inch netbooks. And so thanks so much for your time, Tammy.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.